This recording, New York 19, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a Vietnamese nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district from the territories. So she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That's an area was much near for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of portrait, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose became to stomp around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owned Mary Harrison kept calling, "Coma, coma, coma, coma," I think it's coma, coma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's low back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated Eva. Her efforts were not fruit. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was unable to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
My trip to Puerto Rico of last year was a little bit unusual. I went for an emergency for my mother that had passed away, but we, on my way towards Puerto Rico, we were stuck in a storm, so it was a little bit of hard time getting to Puerto Rico. So, but we finally made it. We did what the arrangements we needed to make. But it was an experience where we wasn't expecting it. After 4 days, oh, it was horrible. You had to sleep at the airport, and trying to get online to get a ticket for the next flight. It was horrible. But it was a quite an experience. You don't want to go through it again. You know, it was much easier coming than going.